It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also live on the internet. So we welcome all the internet listeners. Aloha. First of all, Donna Makaru Kim had to cancel. She had other arrangements that came up, very important. So we'll have her on probably after the holidays. But for now, I'd like to wish all of you, before I forget, a Merry Christmas. It's not Happy Holidays. It's Merry Christmas. Okay? Anyway, that's supposed to be the proper way. A lot of people are saying Happy Holidays. No. Anyway, okay, if you get a bad accident or a minor accident or any kind of body work that you need done, take it to Autotech. He is fantastic. There's nobody better. Okay? Potholes. The potholes are getting bad, going to worse. I know I'm not supposed to be saying it because if they fix the roads, we lose some business. People don't damage the cars. They don't have suspension problems. They don't have all that other stuff. Bent wheels, blown out tires, all of that. So how come we have so many potholes, folks? Come on. Why? Why do we have only chronic pothole problems on Oahu, but not on the other islands? Are we on a different planet? If you don't see anything, it's going to continue. But if you don't care and you want it to continue, then so be it. Leave it be. Okay? So, I don't know. I want a politician to answer that question. Why is there no minor potholes is on the outer islands and major ones on Oahu? Okay? Pedestrians. The pedestrians, folks, they think they're in a bulletproof bubble. I see people just walk right out onto the crosswalk without even looking and no hesitation, like there is no cars coming. Have you seen that before? I see it all the time, especially in Chinatown. Those foreigners think they own the place. They just walk out. They expect you to stop on a dime. And there's other pedestrians that cross the crosswalk without even looking to see if that car has brakes and going to stop. You assume he has brakes, and you assume he's going to stop. But what if he don't have brakes? What if he don't stop? And what if he wipe out your family? Is it worth it to be dead right? The law, the lawmakers, when they made the law, pedestrians right, gave the pedestrians a sense of confidence that they can do anything. They're not wrong. It may be true, but that's a false hope to the people. Got to give the people the right thing. Be careful. It can be anybody's fault. My thinking, if you're walking across without thinking and without watching if the car's going to stop, my take on that, it's your fault. You should have been watching. Because who's dead? Not the driver of the car. You are. Okay, something to think about. This other thing I know is not automotive, folks, but it bugs the living daylights out of me. How many of you saw that on the news? That little Maltese dog with his mouth tied shut. How many of you saw that? And the city, the Humane Society, gave him back to his owner. Tell you what, folks, if I found that dog, there's no way he's going to Humane Society. I would be keeping him. He's not going back to his owner. What's up with these human beings? I was flipping out when I saw that on TV. I don't understand this. I'm sorry. Back in the 50s, did you see people do that? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Whether you're here in Hawaii or on the mainland or wherever all around the world. I'd like to hear how many people comment on this. What's happening to the people in the world? Where are the brains? And I like to say it, but it's not right to say it on the air. But anyway, if you have a question about the car, comment, whatever, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, a good place to go celebrate Christmas or take your favorite person out is the Trout House, located next to the Ilikai. Excellent scenery, excellent music, most of all, terrific food. Okay? If you're going to the Big Island, check out the Nanilo Hotel. You won't be sorry. Beautiful. Clean, nice, terrific. Never seen it like that before. Anyway, those are the tips for the week. You're going to do a great job, folks. Do it right. You know, if it's too cheap, it's more than likely not good. So, when it comes to your life and your family's life and my life, when I'm crossing the street, do good brake job. Okay? Use good stuff, not the cheapy stuff. If you're going to the auto technician or your whoever's going to do your brake job, I would recommend you tell them that you would like Akebono pads put on the car. Akebono is the best. Not whatever they're going to use. Okay. Most of them would like to use Chinese, which is real cheap. It's only about $10 or $15 a set, and they charge you $150. So, ask for Akebono, okay? And for those European cars, Mercedes, BMWs, Porsches, and you're getting the black wheels, the black dust from the brakes onto your wheels, Akebono makes a special pad for those cars. And it will never, ever make your wheels black again. Good stuff. Okay? So, go check that out. The next time you gotta do a brake job. And I would recommend polishing your headlights and keeping it clean because a lot of people are failing safety checks because of that. That's part of safety check, folks. Clean your headlights or have somebody clean them for you. Okay? Using the best battery is the best thing to do. Saves you gas, saves you the alternator, saves your starter, saves your fuel pump. It's good for everything electrical. Use the Optima battery. A higher amp saves everything. Okay? Wanda, you want to give away something for Christmas? She's
not
ready.
You have a trivia?
Yeah. You have something for Christmas? Christmas is next week, Saturday. I know most of you don't have all your shopping done yet, you want to speed it up, go get gift certificates faster. And that way, they don't return it. Right? See? I go out and get my kids Christmas gift. They return all of them. They don't like it. They want to get something different. Anyway, that's my take on that. But this is not a holiday season. It is Christmas and New Year's. Okay? So let's get that on like the old days. Okay? So I'm asking Bob, my web guy, to put on some old pictures from way, way back. Beautiful pictures of Hawaii. I think you'll enjoy it. You should have it on the website soon, or might be on already. The rail is not something that I think we should be looking into, because for one, we can't afford it. Look at all the homeless people we have on the streets. And the politicians are kicking them off the sidewalk, kicking them out of the parks, and just completely throwing them out like they're not human beings. But they take care of the seals, the birds. They got a bird sanctuary, but they don't have anything for the homeless. You know, I emailed Tulsi Gabbard telling her that if you guys gonna kick people off the sidewalk, what's your solution? Before you kick them off the sidewalk and throw all their belongings away, have a solution. Have a place for them to go. What do you think? Anyway, the other thing I want to know from you, the listeners, is how many of you would like to hear our radio broadcast next Saturday and New Year's Day? I'd like to know, because our people here at the station would like to be off of work that day and enjoy the Christmas and New Year's. So I'd like to hear. And if all of you wouldn't mind that we go to reruns, like this station is used to doing reruns, so it's no different. Okay? Let me know. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. I know a lot of you would enjoy listening to it, but I'd like to know, because we don't want to be forcing these guys to come in and do the show when nobody is listening. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Melikaliki maka haole maka hiki ho.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's
yeah,
up?
Finally, huh, George? Good to hear that again, isn't it?
Yeah. What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, there's a product that says you can get more mileage if you buy this thing from them. And they advertise it on the radio, on the national shows, George.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name it because they don't sponsor your show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But for anybody out there listening, if they know what I'm talking about, and you might too, George, I looked into it, and man, it's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. I talked to the guy. I told him, send me printed brochure. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we can't do that. We can't keep up with the orders. I said, oh, really? Okay. No, I got to just tell you about it. I said, oh, great. Here we go. This is like reverse telemarketing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're not calling me. I'm calling them. So he says that it was developed in Israel. And all it is, George, is it's like a container of liquid platinum, which I've never heard of, but I suppose it's out there. And I'll get your thought about that in another minute or so less. It's like in a canister, and you attach that inside your engine compartment. And then off the top of it is a hose that you tee into the vacuum line of your engine.
Mm-hmm.
And then that thing is supposed to suck the liquid platinum and help digest your gas better and make it more effective.
And if it don't work?
Yeah, see, how about that, huh?
Mm-hmm. If it don't work?
And the price, drum roll please, $298, and that's before shipping and handling.
What?
Yeah.
You know, the guy's going to be a multi-billionaire.
You know he is.
Yeah. Think about this, okay?
Yes, sir.
If you sold that product for $200 a piece and sold 1 million of them, how much would you make?
Oh, yeah. That's like $2 million, right? Oh, no. It's
no. $200 each and 1 million of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Shoot.
Okay? And they go out of business.
And then?
You made a killing.
Uh-huh.
Selling people solvent.
Yeah, George, because I was going, platinum? Liquid platinum?
No. There's so many scams like that out there. You heard of Slick 50, Duralube, and all them other stuff that was actually nothing but cleaning solvent.
And George, remember the one where they had the spinning vacuum thing that you put what's that? You put it in your carburetor. Remember that thing?
Yeah, all kind of gimmicks for them to make money. They don't care if it doesn't do anything. They're gonna make a killing on you.
Well, I appreciate, you know, your show, because we can talk about this and let all the listeners out there know, you know, beware.
Yeah, but maybe half of them going to buy it.
I know, because the minute he told me the price, oh, then he tries to sweeten it by saying, oh, you're going to get two canisters for the price of one.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-no.
Each canister, they claim, George, a little more info, is supposed to run you at least 35,000 miles. So you get over 50,000 miles for two of these canisters. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I thought you'd get a kick out of this one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
never fail.
You're always doing his research, huh?
Mm-hmm. Never fail.
Yeah, I thought you'd be curious to hear some of that. And, you know, it took me quite a while, because that number was always listed that they give. It's an 800 number, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was always busy, and finally, I called early this morning. I finally got someone to pick up the phone. I got a live guy.
you know why the guy's busy? Okay, let me tell you something. What is Jesus called? The shepherd.
That's right.
Shepherd watches over the sheep. A sheep is the dumbest animal in the world. I rest my case.
Yeah.
People are going to buy it.
Oh, I know. I can only imagine. You know, when they're still on the air after it's been quite a while since this guy first came out, right? Whoever's behind this.
He didn't make his $200 billion yet.
I know, I was going to say. And then he's using national radio talk show, well, I'd say one in particular, and I won't say who, but who's, you know, claiming that, you know, this is the second coming of the Lord, speaking of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you something, Rob, it would never get on my show.
Yeah, no way, George.
No.
It just
he will
make
never
any
get
sense.
On.
So that's all I got, so I just hope you'd appreciate hearing a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
You have a Merry Christmas, man.
You too. Thanks, George.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Is it break time? Break time, Wanda?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dime.
Car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob is doing great, and Rolling Bob is in the holiday spirit. So, George, I'm going to get your pictures up there Monday.
Oh, you're listening.
Tuesday. Yeah, I'm always listening. I'm like Santa. I'm Rolling Bob, but I'm like Santa. I know when you've been good. I know when you've been bad.
Oh.
I'm everywhere.
Oh, wait. Let me go upstairs. It's getting thick.
Anyway, no, George, I couldn't agree more on that story with the dog. I mean, you know, it always amazes me. It's just how bad people are. I mean, what was the purpose of that?
I don't know.
You know, you know what I mean?
I never saw that before.
There's things that you just cannot comprehend. And like you say, why would you give the dog back?
Stupid, that's why.
I tell you, you know, there's things that, like I said, I'm rarely at a loss for words.
You know, to make laws, the dog got to be on a leash.
Right.
You know how dumb that law is?
Well, only if the dog's trying to chew you up.
No. Bob, it doesn't say the owner has to be holding the leash.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah, because Chuck from Chuck's Corvette, his dog picks up the leash in his mouth and goes walking.
Holy smokes.
And that's legal. The dog is holding his leash. He can go walking. It doesn't say that the owner has to be holding the leash.
Well, that's true.
Go check it out.
That's true. And you
that's
know,
how smart they are when they make laws.
And you know, now they want to come up with this national law to ban cell phone use. And you know how they get everybody to follow the law is they're going to deprive states of their highway funds. I tell you, it's just
yeah.
Scam
but look at the
scam.
Movies. Look at the movies, Bob.
Every movie, they're talking on a cell phone when they're driving.
You got it.
They're smoking. They're doing everything in the movies.
You got it.
Okay. Anyway, today's safety tip is, folks, George has been telling you, move your car when you put the packages in the car. I'm in the mall, and nobody's doing it, George. Worse than that, I see people put it in the back seat. They don't even put it in the trunk. Ah, man. Okay. Well, you've been warned. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Lillian from Macaulay.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi, George. What shall I say? Happy holiday or happy day?
It's well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay. We're going to miss you if you're not on next Saturday. So
oh.
You have to come on.
Okay.
Because I'm glued to the radio every Saturday.
Okay.
Waiting for your voice.
All right.
Okay, George. Thank you. Yeah, bye.
Bye. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you want to hear us on the air next week, Saturday, and the following week, Saturday, or you want to hear reruns. Okay? Either one. Let me know. We don't mind coming on and being on Saturday.
Do you have to still pay for the show?
Oh, either way, I pay for the show.
Oh, okay.
On or off. So, you know, what the heck? Maybe we call in Earl Safari Cha next week, Saturday, and be a guest on the show. You know, that dinosaur, he don't do nothing anyway, so I might as well make him do something and come talk story on the show. I know he's listening, so when I try to call him, he's not going to answer. Okay, so anyway, the light poles, those steel light poles, traffic light poles and stuff, be careful, folks. Some of them, the live wire is shorted against the pole, and you can get electrocuted, like that policeman did on the freeway. Okay? I'm surprised that the city is not going out and testing all the poles, checking it to make sure it's safe. You know? They're supposed to be keeping everything safe for the people. But how many think about the people? Okay, but you could think about that. Okay, I've been talking to a lot of people into classic cars and stuff, and they all agreed that Hawaii Raceway Park was a landmark. It was the very first official Raceway Park in Hawaii, but they sold it and destroyed it. That's not right. That's my take. Anyway, who's next on the line?
We have Jack from Honolulu.
Hi, Jack.
Good afternoon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What's up? Hello? What happened?
Oh, are you still on the air?
Yes.
Are you still online?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you if you happen to have any, I guess you could say, foresight into running for maybe a state representative.
No, sir.
I mean, you seem to mediate and advocate on behalf of a lot of good issues, whether it's highways, whether it's animal cruelty, or...
I know. Let me tell you what happened to a good friend of mine, Dave Aguino. He was a representative way back. And they came back at him and told him that he changed his ways and do the way everybody else is doing or else. So he came to me and told me he quit. He don't want to get involved with politics. And the only way that the people of Hawaii will get the politics changed is the people have to get involved and physically get active and get to their representative and make them change things. Otherwise, this all will not happen.
Right. I agree. I think that there are individuals who get into politics and get want to run as a representative member,
mm-hmm,
in regards to allocating funds and prestige and being paid off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as long as I happen to have a certain salary coming in, as long as I'm doing exactly what the government wants me to do, I'll just sit here for convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are out there with issues such as the highways and you know, the, like you mentioned about individuals living on the sidewalk,
mm-hmm,
you know, the homeless.
Yeah, it's sad.
Those people are basically just kind of like swept under the rug. The highway issues are just basically like you know, they're forgotten.
That's right.
Now, isn't there a representation or an office in place where people can apply for certain rights, like a human rights tribunal or a commission?
There is. There is, but it's really tough. It's like you going up against a whole gang of guys, and they tell you just shut your mouth and sit down and be quiet, or
right.
else.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's really bad, and I emailed Tulsi Gabbard about it, and I told her, you know, you guys make laws about you cannot be on the sidewalk, you're going to confiscate everything and dump it. And you have no solution of where to put them. I said, what about the empty lots the city have? Why not put them there?
That's right. You know, they could start a whole new
campsite
where they could even get some education, get
right.
some medical, some health care, you know?
No, they don't want to look at that. I don't know. It's really hard.
It's kind of preposterous. Now, if there is a certain person or a certain individual where a person can take their concerns, what office is that available?
Well, I would call your representative.
State legislature?
Yes.
And you happen, you probably would not know the number.
No, if you look in the phone book, it's listed in there.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. And, I'm just, you know, there's got to be a voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. There's only so much we can take.
You take a look at the highway, Cam Highway, you know. There was one individual who had a voice who united the islands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes is one individual with one voice, and you can unite people.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
You
want to step up and do it?
I got the qualifications and I've got the heart.
Well, let's do it.
And another thing I wanted to add to you was what it takes to be a leader is not a leader running to the people and putting out little fires.
No.
It's the people running to the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a man who's in charge doesn't have to run to the people saying, elect me, elect me, elect me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty pathetic. A man shouldn't even have to ask. The people should be asking him,
right.
Please, we're calling on you to be our elected representative.
That's right. That's how Abraham Lincoln became president.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, I got your phone number. I'll be in touch with you, and you have a blessed Merry Christmas.
You too.
And I just want you to know that this time of season, it's not about just having Christmas or gifts. It's all about the birth of Jesus Christ.
You got it.
And how he shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin.
You got it.
God bless you.
You too.
Bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have .3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. When I heard that comment about whether or not you should be on the air next week or not, I say you should be on the air, especially if you have to pay for something, whether you're on or not.
Okay.
Meaning so that you kind of lose out if you don't come on the air. You still got to pay for it. So I say, I better be on the air.
Okay.
Really?
I thought I could go out and have a good lunch.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, you could.
Slave drivers.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Aloha. Who's next?
You had one caller that said, take a break.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't want to go on the air. Okay, we have Leilani from Kapolei.
Hi, Leilani.
Yeah, we want Nita Nation on next 2 weeks. We don't want recording.
Oh, okay.
Because we got to know what's going on, and I tend for everything the last caller, I guess it was the caller before, the one talking about the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got the, you know, we got to start that fire.
Uh-huh.
And help the people.
Yeah, you know what's really, really, I mean, that thing really blows me out of the water is, you know, when I talk to these city council people, they had no solution. They just want to get them off the sidewalk. but no solution of where they're going to go. You know, and I said, the city has a lot of vacant lots. Why can't you put them there? Oh, we never thought about that. Oh, come on.
Yeah, because money going everywhere else. But
that's right.
It's inhumane what they're doing.
And yeah, that's right.
Because you're just throwing them around. They already got issues, you know, of sadness. And then you're just throwing them around. It's terrible.
That's
you know,
the mayor.
And we're the Aloha State, come on.
That's the mayor.
But I think we need to start, you know, the talking about it. So we get ideas from the community and Makata Kim.
We're going to meet with her and talk about it.
Yeah, because she's got the heart, you know. She's been, had the heart since the day she was first elected.
She's
you know,
good.
She's always been for the people, and she never looks down at anybody.
Yeah, she's good.
So anyway, I hope you're on the next 2 weeks. That's my goal.
We'll be.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and need to hear more from my listeners. What's your take on us being live on the air next week and the following week, or listening to reruns? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Something I'd like to let you listeners know that my son Todd is, in my opinion, the best auto technician in the state of Hawaii. What I mean by the best? Let's give you an example of a timing belt replacement. Most technicians will remove the belt, change the parts, put it back, and away you go. Well, there's several ways you can do it. That's one. The way Todd does it, he'll clean it all up, make it all back brand new again inside, and then put all the new parts back in. And of course, make sure everything is not from China. So, and that part, I'm very proud of him. He has integrity. And he thinks about the people like his own family. Anyway, who's on the phone?
Clayton from Mililani.
Hi, Clayton.
Hey, George, I have a question, okay? When you merge in, usually it's from the right to the left. Is that correct?
Most of the times.
Yeah. But when the H1 and the H2 merge, how come they got to go from the left to the right? It's harder for the guy on the left side to look over and see if there's somebody on the right side than it is a guy from the right side to look over and see if anybody's on the left side.
I know. But for your information, you know who designed that?
Who?
The military.
Oh, jeez. Isn't that strange? Because, I mean,
I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying because it's easier for the right.
I know, but that's the traffic at that high speed. Oh boy!
You got it. And you know, in fact, it's not supposed to be merging. It's supposed to be two separate lanes. You know, whoever heard merging on a freeway? You don't merge on the freeway. It's like, for instance, for give you an example, if the speed limit was 100 miles an hour, you tell the people to go merge? Come on, I don't think so. Anyway, that's a good issue. Very good question, comment, whatever. But what I understand is the military designed the freeways. So what they have in mind of how it goes, I don't know. Okay?
You had a off air. She wanted not to be on the air because she said she's at work. But she said to be on the air for the next 2 weeks, it's your hard-earned money and it's only an hour each show.
I guess we'll be on the air. How's that? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And I think Todd was going to give away a free oil change for the trivia winner that guesses the trivia question for Christmas. And this trivia prize is only good for 30 days. So end of January, that's it. Okay? So what's the trivia, Wanda? That's a good one. What's the answer to that?
When did the Honolulu Zoo unofficially open?
Unofficially?
Unofficially.
What is that unofficially open? You either open or not open.
They have this unofficial.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we have Johnny from Miley.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, I guess I call the Maui County motor vehicle. There's about registering my car in Maui.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said, why do you want to register your car in Maui? It's because you guys' registration is cheaper than Honolulu. So she said, well, give me your license plate number. So I gave her my number. And she found out that I paid $241 for my pickup truck here.
Mm-hmm.
okay, but in Maui it's 215, so not too much of a difference.
Try Big Island.
Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They say, oh, what happened? The governor raised the rate.
The governor?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They raised everything.
He's making himself more unpopular and more unpopular.
Yeah. Then I asked him, what, your car got to be physically over there? Said, yeah. But if I send him a picture, you said, cannot. Doesn't cost me much money for being over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, I tell you, people got to get together and do something.
Yeah.
Because if you allow these politicians to poke the knife in your back, they're going to keep poking it.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, so I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay.
It's break time, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have our favorite friend, Damien Farias.
Hey, dinosaur.
Oh, which one?
The one from Maui, Toyota.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to call. I kind of don't want to give you too many problems on the phone, but you had a caller saying that Maui's registrations were not as low as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall, George, that there is a council of mayors that get together three times a year?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is where the,
they talk story.
They talk story and they raise a thing. In a private business, if we did that, it would be called price fixing.
Yeah.
We'd be in trouble with the federal government.
Yeah.
But I guess with government, they
can do that.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Well, the only other thing that I was going to say, and I don't know if I should, but anyway.
You might get in trouble.
One of the differences is we don't charge people who buy cars here for the rail.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means.
They charge us for the rail.
No, when you buy a car from us, the tax is based on 4%. When you buy a car in Honolulu, it's based on 4.5%.
Oh, I see. 0.5% for the rail.
Yep. that's how they're raising the money for the rail.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how they're raising the money for the mail. It was the governor, Murphy, proposed it. Linda Lingle and the Senate and House approved it. So they're collecting, the state is collecting the money and giving it to the county. to put in the fund to build a rail.
That's not right.
Well, there's a lot of things that goes on in government that that's right.
I know. We got to do something about it.
Well, you know, it's amazing how you've noticed how many water breaks we've had on West Maui, Central Maui, West Hawaii.
All over.
All over.
Yeah.
Now, you've been a mechanic for years. If you have a guy come in with a water hose broken, do you change the whole water hose or do you put a splice in the water hose?
Oh, we just splice them.
Sure you do. Because if you did that, all you're doing is you're putting a new piece between two old pieces. Eventually, the new piece is going to out-strengthen the old piece, and the old piece is going to break.
Yeah.
So it's a continuous thing.
Yeah.
That's what but we're going to build one real. We're not going to fix our water system.
No.
Then the sewer is all overflowing, you know, all that other stuff, and we're in problems with the EPA. But we're going to build a real. We're not going to fix our sewer system.
That's right. We're just going to put sign, don't go swimming.
Yeah, and the other thing, we're building on rail, so that the steel wheels can run on rail. Our roads are horacious. But what do we do? Do we fix our roads? No, we put a shovel in a hole, and we pat it down.
Mm-hmm.
And the first rain that comes along, all that stuff comes up, and you got puddles again.
Mm-hmm.
I live on a street, and I moved there 30 years ago. It has not been repaved one single time in 30 years. Now, before we became a state, when we were a county, I remember I was young in those days. My dad would call the county office and tell him that the road was falling apart on Mokeana Street, and if he could give him an idea when they were going to repair it. The guy would actually look in his file and say, oh, Mr. Perez, Mokeana Street is set to be repaved on May of next year. And sure enough, May of the following year, they paved from Kapalua Avenue all the way up to Moyao. But if you did that today, what would they ask you? Oh, where's the hole? We'll fill the hole for you.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people listening would probably say, yeah, I've been living here for 50 years and they haven't repaved the road since the day the roads were put in.
That's right. Well, where's all the money going?
Exactly. It's co-mingled.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody should really bring, you know, maybe come up with a petition, have it signed, and taxpayers say, look, we're sick and tired of this.
I don't think petition works. I think physical force is the only way we got to go.
Well, yeah, then you're doing the same thing they're doing in Greece and France and all over the place.
It's going to happen.
I think when the House and the Senate are in recess, go to the meetings, tell them to their face when they come to your committee and talk.
That's it. Okay, we've got some calls coming.
Okay, good job. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye. Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. I was going to say, at first, give you a break, but then I realized, you know, you got to be on the air the next 2 weeks. I give you two hot-button issues you got to bring up.
Okay.
Number one is drunk driving. Of course, you always do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now it's the holiday time. We got to reinforce the drunk driving message. Don't drink and drive. And then next week, I got a good issue. Fireworks. That'll get the switchboards lit, just light up.
Okay.
You know, this thing is, they're going back, they're doing the same thing what they did before. They banned all the other stuff. Now people are going to start buying illegal fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a cycle. Like everything else in government, they're just recycling everything.
Yeah, that's what they're pushing, recycle.
So everybody's going to start buying illegal stuff again, and, you know, if you buy one, you might as well buy 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. Okay, anyway.
Okay. You have a Merry Christmas.
Holidays, okay? Aloha.
Aloha. Who's next?
We have Lana from Ever Beach.
Hi, Lana.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm just going on the trivia. Is it 1916?
I have a different answer. Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
George, do you think maybe the problem might be for like 40 years? Put the Democratic Party in power here?
Bill, I don't think it's Democrat or Republican, because what was Linda Lingle?
Wasn't it the Democrats that ran this state for like, what, 40
years? Yeah, but what
years?
Party was Linda Lingle?
She was a Republican, but I think...
And the Democrats voted for her to get in because they thought she was going to make a change. What did she do? Zero.
But she had what? How much years did she have?
8 years.
Okay, the Democrats had how many years?
Yeah, but, you know, the whole thing, Bill, is this, that people don't realize, whether you're Republican or Democrat, when you get in to be a politician, the group in there will tell you, you do it our way or else. What you gonna do? I don't care if you're hypocrite or whatever. You either do it their way or they're gonna get you out of there.
By voting them out, that would be the only thing that would make them.
The people will never get out everybody. Because they all have the thinking that, oh no, my guy is doing good.
Well, then we have to blame the voters.
That's right. You got it.
Okay, George.
Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
Okay, Rob from Ina wants to squeak in.
Oh, okay.
George?
What's up?
Oh, George, I just wanted to say I totally agree with you because look at Linda Lingle. She could have vetoed that rail bill. Remember that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's going through.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's the voters, man. It's not the party.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Well?
Well, you had another off-air caller, Glenn from Kailua.
Mm-hmm.
Said he wants the live show.
Oh, okay. We'll give him the live show off the air. How's that? Anyway, I just wanted to squeak this in, folks. Please, don't drink and drive. If you have to drink, don't drive. You might damage my car. Okay? So please, losing a life, especially a daughter or a son, is the most devastating thing that can happen to anybody. And most of you love your children or your mom and dad. You love your family. Losing one to a drunk driver that is stupid hurts like hell. So please, let's keep it sane, keep it safe, and don't drink and drive. Okay, who's next?
We have Louis from Ever Beach.
Hey, Louis.
Just try the trivia.
Okay.
1876.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Okay. So, anyway, it's that time, and please, like I said, take care of each other. Drive carefully. And don't get upset with the guy driving like a maniac. He has a reason he's driving like a maniac. He's a maniac! Okay, see you all next week, Saturday. Drive carefully. Take care. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management.